time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time for Abandoned Manitoba with our host, longtime host, Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Abandoned Manitoba, or as coined last week by Nadia, Whiskeys with Gordon. Gordon?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
All right. So what are we talking about this week?
Well, unless they've been living under a rock, I suspect most of our listeners have heard about the big thing in technology now. Artificial intelligence, or AI. Mm-hmm. I've been playing with several of the AI products out there, but I had reason to be skeptical about their capabilities. So today, we're addressing the question, what do AIs know about Manitoba history?
Oh, specifically Manitoba history. I'd be skeptical too. So what led to this skepticism?
Well, I had a short conversation with ChatGPT, one of the more well-known AIs. I asked it the question, who wrote the book Abandoned Manitoba?
This is like Googling yourself. You realize that.
I am not proud to say I did it, but I did it. Its response, this is a direct quote. The book Abandoned Manitoba was written by Leslie A. McManus.
What?
It explores abandoned places throughout the province of Manitoba, Canada, showcasing photographs and stories of these forgotten sites.
Well, it got that part correct.
Yeah, but I pushed back, responding that that was wrong about who wrote the book. ChatGPT responded, you're right, and I apologize for the mistake. Abandoned Manitoba was actually written by Carrie M. McCauley. I replied, still wrong. ChatGPT, I apologize for the confusion. The correct author of Abandoned Manitoba is Jeremy Hebert. Me, where are you getting these names? ChatGPT, I sincerely apologize for the confusion and the incorrect information earlier. Abandoned Manitoba was actually written by Terry Bisson. Jeez. So the conclusion I drew from this conversation was that if ChatGPT did not know the answer to a question posed to it, it would simply make one up. And if the person asking it questions was not critical in their evaluation of its answers, they could be steered seriously wrong. So I resolved to ask each of four leading AI models, ChatGPT from a company called OpenAI, Gemini from Google, Copilot from Microsoft, and Claude from Anthropic, several questions about Manitoba history and to compare their answers in terms of length, longer being better, and accuracy, higher being desirable.
So this leads to the question about misinformation and disinformation. Mm-hmm. Depends on the questions you ask, though, right? What questions did you ask the AIs originally?
Right. Well, I asked each of them 10 questions, but in the interest of time today, I'm going to abbreviate to just three. First was, what was the Manitoba schools question? The second one, who were the key players in the Manitoba schools question? And the third, who is John Norquay in Manitoba history? Now, I asked the last question because I just finished reading historian Gerald Friesen's excellent biography of Norquay, and I wanted to see if any of the AIs could do a decent job of summarizing what I had just read. I counted the number of words in their answers and rated the quality and detail of the answers subjectively on a 4-point scale where 0 was poor, 1 was fair, 2 was good, and 3 was very good.
All right. So long answers don't necessarily mean right answers.
Oh,
correct?
Very true. And that's something I learned in the course of marking literally thousands of student papers.
That old trick.
During my teaching career. But merely in terms of length, ChatGPT had the longest answers on 8 of my 10 questions, an average of 322 words per answer. That's a pretty lengthy answer.
Yeah.
And this was almost triple the average length of answers from Copilot at 115 words. And in fact, Copilot had the most terse answers on 6 of my 10 questions. And if length equals quality, then the rank order is first ChatGPT, then Gemini, then Claude, and finally Copilot.
Okay, well, what about the actual answers, though?
Yeah, the quality, yes. Well, I want to make clear that this was a purely subjective rating on my part. A professional historian, you know, maybe a professor of Canadian history, would probably do a better job at rating them. My rubric considered such things as, well, one, are there factual errors in the answer? And two, is the answer detailed and nuanced? So, in response to my question about who were the key players in the Manitoba schools question, all the AIs correctly identified Premier Thomas Greenway. His government was the one that passed the amendment to the Schools Act that prevented teaching in any language except English. All four AIs added Prime Minister Wilfrid Laurier to the list on the grounds that in 1896, he brokered a compromise that allowed instruction in other languages under specific conditions. Three of the four AIs added Ontario Member of Parliament Dalton McCarthy, who was strident in supporting the abolition of the French language instruction in Manitoba schools. And three of the AIs added Roman Catholic Archbishop Taché, who, as you might expect, took the opposite view about having French in the classroom. John A. Macdonald, of course, former Prime Minister, was pegged by two of the AIs, although, I don't know, he seems to me tangential to the controversy. And then there were 10 single votes, including Louis Riel. And again, I'm kind of inclined to think that's a bit of a stretch. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was involved too much in the Manitoba schools question. Quebec Member of Parliament Henri Bourassa. And my personal favorite, Michel Letendre. You heard of him, right?
Mm.
So I looked that one up because I wasn't sure myself. So as far as I can determine, that person is fictitious.
Oh.
Letendre was picked by Copilot on the grounds that he was, and this is a quote from Copilot, a prominent Francophone leader who fought for the rights of French-speaking Catholics in Manitoba. Now, I searched historical newspapers from the entire 19th and 20th centuries, and I found no references to this, quote, prominent Francophone leader. So there you go. Completely fictitious answer there.
The entire 19th and 20th centuries.
Found nobody named Michel Letendre. Now, having said that, I'm sure one of our listeners will write in and say, well, you clearly don't know about Mr. Letendre's contributions.
What kind of historian are you?
I expect to be corrected if I am wrong. But
we welcome the feedback, yes. So did the AIs know much about John Norquay in the end?
I gave a full 3 marks to all the answers except the one from Copilot, which got 1 mark because it was so short. I was especially impressed with the answer from Claude. You know, I don't think I could have done any better myself when it concluded about Norquay that, and this is again a quote from a machine, quote, his legacy is particularly notable as he led Manitoba during a crucial period of transition from its early settlement days to becoming a more established province, and he remains one of the few indigenous people to serve as a provincial premier in Canadian history. It's hard to believe that this eloquent text was written by a machine.
Hmm.
ChatGPT added that Norquay is commemorated by a community in Manitoba. And wow, that one's pretty subtle because as we discussed here last August, Norquay is essentially a ghost town today. So the fact that it knew that, that's impressive. He's commemorated by a school in Winnipeg, and of course that's true, and by a mountain and ski resort in Banff National Park, and that's true too. However, and this is maybe getting really subtle, he didn't mention the Norquay building on York Avenue here in Winnipeg, a major office building named for one of our early premiers.
Well, you know, AI turns out to be maybe skimming information that's already available, but which AI do you think gave the best answers overall?
Well, in terms of the length of answers and the accuracy, ChatGPT was the clear winner. So despite my earlier experience, which led me to undertake this test, you know, maybe it's just because I'm just too little known to be in its data bank, I would recommend ChatGPT as having the best basis for answering questions on Manitoba history accurately. But I would definitely not recommend Copilot, as its answers were generally too short, not detailed enough to be helpful. But overall, I would urge people to be cautious when using any information obtained from an AI, and certainly don't use the information to take actions that would, well, cost you money or reputation if proven wrong. Now, I appreciated that on every one of its answers, Claude would add the caveat, quote, Claude can make mistakes. Please double-check responses. You know, that's good advice, it seems to me, for now. But, of course, as with other technologies, AIs will improve with time. So who knows? You know, maybe AIs with synthetic voices will someday replace you and me here on the Weekend Morning Show.
Be a cold day when that happens, let me tell you.
Well, I don't know. Gordon, I think it could be possible.
I just did a quick Google search, in quotes, abandoned Manitoba, and the whole first page is all about you and your books. So I don't know, if ChatGPT can't figure out how to do a Google search, we're all in trouble.
Well, you know, and I did find that different versions of it seem to give different answers as well. The version on my tablet was the one that gave me all those wrong answers.
Mm.
When I tried it on my laptop, it worked fine. So Don't know what's going on there.
Well, as fearful as I was about AI taking over society, maybe you've quelled my fears a little bit there.
Well, or maybe not, because they say they're only going to get better.
Unless you want to change your ID to Leslie A. McManus, that would be...
Well, it does have a ring to it.
It's not so bad. From the Manitoba Historical Society, Leslie A. McManus, whom I don't even know was a real person or not. Anyway, thanks for that, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, we don't do a lot of true crime here on Abandoned Manitoba, but I thought that a case from 1911 was interesting. So we're going to consider a murder that occurred at a colored club in Winnipeg. And if you don't know what that is, tune in next week and all will be revealed.
All right. I'll be looking forward to that. Thanks, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.